Welcome to Rebloom, a podcast that serves women who want to fully discover themselves. The women who are willing to go out on the skinny branch and grow and become all of who they are meant to be. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and as a mom of three with 20 years of experience building businesses globally alongside raising a family, I have a lot to share with you. My biggest source of inspiration for this podcast was a realization I had when I was resisting life changes. Once I surrendered and accepted the changes, these words came to me. It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife awakening. On this podcast, you will hear valuable life, leadership, and entrepreneurial lessons that I have learned over the past 20 years being a mother, leader, and entrepreneur. I will also share with you more about my midlife awakening and how you can rebloom and pivot when it's time so that you can live in alignment with your true self. Prepare your heart for self-discovery and self-actualization that will create expansion and growth that will lead you to living your purpose-filled life. Thank you for being here. If you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud, and send me a message or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Rebloom. I am so happy you are here. I launched this podcast just 4 short months ago, and I have to share with you that I have received so many beautiful private messages from all of you, my gorgeous listeners. These messages have been filled with gratitude and they've been filled with love. And I have to tell you that they have filled my heart. It means so much to me that you have taken the time to write to me and to share all of your supportive and kind words. Thank you. Thank you for your continued support. What an incredible journey this has been so far. I love watching our community blossom, bloom, and rebloom together. I encourage you to continue to share this podcast on your social media platforms and personally. Share it with the woman in your life that you love. Share it with the woman that you are inspired by. Share it with the woman that may be going through a hard winter season and needs some support. And share it with the woman enjoying a lovely spring season right now that can provide love. We are in this together, experiencing all of the seasons that life will bring. And let's continue to support each other, love each other, be kind to each other, hold each other up, and stand together. Now, over these last 4 months, I have had the honor of interviewing 8 beautiful women. And today, I would like to take some time to share some of their personal rebloom stories with you. Not their entire story, just a little summary. I don't know about you, but I am feeling like the weeks are going by so quickly. And just when I am about to listen to an episode on Monday morning, another Monday morning has already rolled around. Another episode has been dropped and released. And I don't want you, my gorgeous friends and listeners, to miss out on any of them. So here's a quick summary. And when you have some time, you can go back and listen to the interviews, or as I prefer to say, the Rebloom conversations. Okay, so let's talk about my first conversation. Wow, was I ever nervous? I was entirely out of my comfort zone. I had never been on a podcast before, and now here I was as the host of my own podcast. I have to tell you, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. My oldest son, Brayden, had to help me with the setup. And when I say setup, I mean he had to do some type of configuration. I still really don't know what he did to make everything work. My microphone, my headphones, he had to set up multiple podcast platforms, the tripods, and he had to set up the recording studio that I was now partnering and working with. Then the next step was practicing. Brayden was my first guest before my actual first guest. Him and I practiced quite a few times until I finally felt comfortable and confident enough to say, "Hi, everyone. Welcome to Rebloom. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrut, on my own." Okay, so back to my first conversation and interview. It was actually with my personal life and business coach, Jen Spiegel. I had a vision for my Rebloom podcast, and Jen was essentially the how behind it. She has an amazing podcast production team, and Jen and her team helped my vision become a reality. So I felt like Jen would be the perfect person to interview first. And I was right. Her Rebloom story was absolutely profound and powerful. On this episode, Jen discussed the importance of self-loyalty and the discomfort of stepping into the unknown. Her story revolved around self-actualization, overcoming fears, and embracing the audacity to live authentically. The episode is called An Earth Angel Visit because at a time in her life when Jen needed an angel appeared. I encourage you to listen to this episode and hear her beautiful and transformational story. My next interview was with my dear friend, Siobhan Kosh. This episode was called Honoring Talitha, Reblooming Through Grief. When my dad was in the hospital for 2.5 months fighting for his life before he lost his fight and lost his life, 11 years ago, I can't believe that. The time has went by so quickly. Siobhan was my rock. She would send me messages, beautiful songs to listen to, and she held me up and carried me in her love. I hope all of you have a friend like Siobhan in your life. And if you do, let your Siobhan know how much you love and appreciate her, because these friendships, they're rare. And they are pure gold. In 2022, Siobhan went through a year of joy and heartbreak. She experienced the joy of pregnancy, and it was sadly eclipsed by the tragic loss of her daughter, Talitha, who was born prematurely. This was a hard conversation to have, with a lot of tears, as Siobhan shared how her and her family were navigating the complexities of grief and the ongoing journey of rebuilding through the strength of authenticity and grace. If you have someone in your life that has experienced a deep loss, please share this episode with them. As I have heard from many of my listeners, that this episode has truly been healing. The third interview or conversation that I had was with a lovely friend of mine of many years, Leah Wallhofer. Leah and I actually went to high school together, and right before we recorded this episode, we had connected over a cup of coffee. Leah is one of those friends that you don't see for years, and when you do see them, you can just pick right back up where you left off. I feel very grateful to have her in my life, and I am so grateful for her transparency, vulnerability, and bravery as she shared her story from conflict to compassion. During our conversation, Leah shared pivotal moments in her life, including her decision to end a turbulent marriage, the process of breaking family cycles, and learning how to love and forgive herself. It was an honor to have her share, and I believe everyone can relate in some capacity to Leah's story. And the last interview that I am going to summarize for you today was with a special friend of mine, Jessica Garsh. Jess faced a near-death experience and liver failure, and on this episode, she shares her story and her transformative healing journey that included the shift from being stressed out as an overachiever to practicing daily rituals that have helped her heal her nervous system and past trauma. Her profound experience of forgiving, surrendering, and connecting with her inner self during this health crisis is such an inspiring story, And that is why I called this episode, The Power of Surrendering. This episode is a must listen to, and have a tissue handy. There are four other ReBloom conversations that I am going to summarize, but let's just take some time and listen to these episodes first. I will continue my summary on my next solo episode. Until then, thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. Thank you for your continued support. Please continue to share this podcast with all of the beautiful, gorgeous, strong, powerful, supportive, kind women in your life. And now, friends, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so that other women can hear about this podcast, ReBloom, that would mean so much to me. And if you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugru, and send me a message. Or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Now, friends, fully enjoy the rest of your day.